At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
The case, the murder of Madeline Soto, something we've been watching now for almost half a year. It's kind of crazy how long it feels like this has been going on thus far, but it is. And we've learned a lot in the last half year. Stephon Stearns, of course, about being charged with first-degree murder and faces the death penalty. But mom, she is still free. Jennifer Soto, still a free woman. A lot of questions about that, and including questions from, Stephon Stearns' mom, who had a very interesting jailhouse letter that we're going to go through here in just a moment. Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. How big of a thorn is it in your field when you have the people, the loved ones that are writing letters like this and that he's writing letters back? How big of a thorn in your side is it when these sort of things happen where it's like, dude, anything that you're putting out here can be used against you?
It's idiotic.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, the first thing that we tell anybody that is being held without bail in a facility is, they read all your letters, they're recording all of your phone calls and everything that you text through the tablet. There's a record of all of it. Mm-hmm. Do not say anything pertaining to your case to anyone in any respect. Talk about anything else. I mean, and we tell them on repeat. The problem is that it's really hard for people not to talk about the shit that's going on in their lives,
sure.
Especially when it's a case, you know, and especially if you've got like a loved one that, you know, because we don't just tell our clients, we always tell the family, whether it's a significant other, whether it's parent, whatever the case may be. We say, just keep in mind that everything that you say and or write, they are going to be aware of it and they are going to use it against you, like mm-hmm. without question. So it's a huge thorn.
Yeah.
You know, and they really, but like, as far as we're concerned, they have no one to blame but themselves, because we warn them ad nauseum that you're making problems for yourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, anybody who's stupid enough to think that you can make admissions from a jailhouse phone or via written letter from a jail or coming into a jail, it's just, I can't help you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, you don't have to be a lawyer to understand that they're going to be sifting through everything. I mean, the investigation pretrial includes you being incarcerated, wherein they will plant, you know, cops or undercovers in jail in order to try to get those confessions. They will plant other inmates in there with promises of a deal if they can get you to talk. It just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the scenario. If they've got a case where they feel like they need a little boost, and they always want more evidence. There's no such thing for a prosecutor as having too much evidence. Mm-hmm. They always want as much as they can get. And you're not going to get better evidence in the eyes of post-arrest than an authentic type of confession from somebody who's in custody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question then becomes, is it authentic?
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, so that's what you just have to wait. So, yeah, man, it's a real thorn. And there's not much you can do about it.
I
mean,
no.
You can't really talk it back. I mean, what it's kind of like the Corey Richens walk the dog letter.
Yeah.
You know, where she's essentially laying out her entire plot in terms of setting up an alibi, you know, with her mother mm-hmm. via letter, via an in-person visit, you know, putting it against the jailhouse window so mm-hmm. she can read it. It's like, I mean, at least I give her credit. She was smart enough not to try to mail it out. You know,
sure.
See, she's like, mom, just read this, like hoping that you know, they wouldn't be able to read what it was saying from, which they couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't actually see what it said.
But she kept it. She kept the letter. That was the problem. She should have destroyed it. That could have been the only thing. But in this case, we're talking about a letter that came in from Stefan Stern's mother, who seems to strangely have knowledge, at least she's alleging in this letter, of some of the things that may have been going on in that house, which I think now almost implicates her in some way, shape, or form into this, and certainly needs to be investigated. This is an excerpt from that very letter from mom saying, "I keep thinking about how you would not ever rat a friend out. It really made me mad, and I felt like you valued them over us when you let them get away with stuff. Them, I found interesting. Don't be doing that again. We all know redacted," and I think it's fair to assume they're talking about Jen Soto here. I could be wrong, but that's the assumption. "Was heavily involved in this, and I'm disgusted that she is free and you are not when this is not all your fault." It's disgusting that anyone's talking to anyone who is being accused, and there's this clear evidence of raping children on camera, and it's like, not all your fault, honey, you know?
Just mostly.
Just kind of some, you know, you had a part in it, but, you know, mom loves you, which is literally how it ends, loves, hugs, and prayers now and every night, mom. But, yeah, just, you know, good thing mom's there. But this is weird. I mean, when you see something like this, is this something where you would look at and go, what the hell does mom know? Or is there more to the story? Do other people have knowledge of what the hell's going on here?
I mean, if you're law enforcement and the prosecutor, you're obviously digging in.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't read that letter and walk away from it not wanting or needing to ask questions and get her in. Now, if she's smart, she's going to lawyer up, you know, I mean, that's because it's a pretty damning letter.
Yeah.
At the very least, it shows knowledge, you know, if it doesn't necessarily show action or, you know, that she had a hand per se in it, it certainly shows that she knew.
Yeah.
You know, and which to me, you know, she's got problems with the, you know, accessory after the fact type issues. Who knows how she may have been involved? Who knows if she was aware of abuse that was going on the whole time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't know, but she's certainly exposed herself to where they are going to make a run at her. They're going to try to question her, and they may charge her depending on what they can come up with. It's always, what can you get in terms of evidence?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing more frustrating for prosecutors or law enforcement than knowing somebody is a party to something, but they just don't have the evidence to charge it. That's why it took them so long to finally wrangle him and arrest him. You know, it's like, we all knew.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all knew what the facts were. You know, I mean, there was smoke everywhere, so we all assumed that there was a fire. But, you know, they were very deliberate and took their time before they placed him under arrest. You know, I mean, it took a minute, you know, and everybody's like, what's going on? Like, they got to build the case. They got to get the evidence. They need to get the evidence, you know, because it's never a good look to jump the gun, arrest, and then it turns out that maybe you're a little shy on evidence. You know, because, I mean, like, walking in and getting that arrest warrant's one thing. It's a much lower burden than what you need to prove them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, ultimately a trial, you know what I mean? So, like, I mean, we've seen it happen, you know, in some cases in recent memory where they've made an arrest and then they've had to drop that. We saw it most recently with Baldwin, you know, and they should have kept it dropped in retrospect.
No, I agree. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it's like, I would, if I'm her, I'm lawyering up right away.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.